A year ago, sliding snow severed the capital city from low-cost hydroelectric power for 21 days, forcing Juneau's utility company to burn expensive diesel fuel. The January 2009 avalanche was the second in a year along the Snettisham transmission line, the first hit in April 2008. Since the second avalanche, Alaska Electric Light and Power has made some changes. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has the story.
The 2008 and 2009 avalanches knocked down Snettisham Transmission Tower 3-5. That structure has now been permanently removed. A massive steel diverter has been built around Tower 4-6, and the Lake Dorothy Hydroelectric Project is online. AEL&P generation engineer Scott Willis says the Snettisham line is more secure this winter than ever before.
So the two towers that were hit in 2008 and one of them again in 2009, are out of the picture now, either gone or protected.
In October, the company completed installation of a large steel column and beam structure bolted to the bedrock, protecting Snettisham Tower 4-6.
That diversion structure is a massive steel structure about 40 feet tall. If you imagine an angle, it's a two-sided triangle, uphill of the structure, pointing uphill. And the idea is if an avalanche comes down, that diversion structure splits the avalanche to go around each side of the tower.
A Snettisham repair fund covered the cost of the $2 million structure, as well as $900,000 in line repair from last year's slide. The diesel burn during the period totaled $3.8 million, absorbed by ratepayers over a month when residential rates temporarily increased from 9.6 cents a kilowatt hour to 24 cents.
The cost of the repairs and the cost of the diversion structure came out of a fund that Snettisham has to do sort of major projects like this. These were unexpected projects, and so we'll have to, over time, restore that fund. So this will eventually find its way into rates, but at a very small amount over a long period of time.
Again this year, Alaska avalanche specialists provide daily forecasting along the Snettisham line and control the snow with explosives when conditions require. But avalanche specialist Mike Jane says this winter is off to a slow start compared to last year.
We have conducted 6 missions in mile 4 of the power line this year compared to 7 last year. However, we have used quite a bit less explosives on these missions, largely due to removal of Tower 3-5 with a span over the East Crater Bowl runout.
In anticipation of the current weather cycle, Jane says crews sent off charges on Tuesday, cleaning out snow before it piled up and slid naturally. And lead avalanche forecaster Jay Bristow will remain at Snettisham Power Plant until the weather clears. Meanwhile, the Lake Dorothy Hydroelectric Project has been operating since August, giving Juneau additional security. Willis says it will save a lot of expensive diesel fuel.
The Lake Dorothy Project can't completely replace Snettisham, but it can replace a lot of the diesel that we would have to burn if Snettisham was not online. I ran some numbers at the end of the 2008 avalanche and calculated that had Lake Dorothy been online, it would have saved us about 40% of the diesel that we generated in the 2008 avalanche.
Lake Dorothy is currently providing about 20% of Juneau's power. The project will be shut down for about 4 months this summer, but Willis says the company will not have to run diesel. In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.